Birshus Marina Rabbeinu Reb Weinberger, Lila Nishmas of Klinus Kamish Ben Avili Melech, Bea Perak Aleph Mishna Aleph, Beitza Shanoda Beyantif, Beshamei Oimim Te Ochel, Uvesul Oimim Lo Se Ochel. So an egg that's born on Yontif, Beshamei says one is allowed to eat it. This is one of the examples where Beshamei is more lenient than Beisil. Uvesul Oimim Lo Se Ochel. Beisil says you're not allowed to eat it. What's the reason you're not allowed to eat it? The Rab brings. This is based off of Rabba's Shita in the Gemara, commonly referred to as Achona de Rabba. The first thing we have to know is that the egg was born on Yontif, and the cases is where Yontif comes right after Shabbos. The Rab brings that the Torah says regarding Shabbos, V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'hichinu, that you should prepare for Shabbos on Friday. And normally Friday is a weekday, it's not Yontif. And the preparing has to be during a day that's Chol. But you cannot prepare on a day of Shabbos or Yontif for Shabbos or Yontif that is coming after it. So therefore, in this case, since the egg was born on Yontif, that means that it was finished on Shabbos. Because the klal is that if it's born today, the egg, it was finished the day before. Even though nobody physically finished it, it was done min hashamayim, still, that's called a preparation. Now, it's only called a preparation when something needs to be prepared for. In other words, if, for example, let's say an egg is born on Sunday, you're allowed to eat the egg. You can't say, well, I can't eat it on Sunday because Shabbos was the day before and it prepared for Sunday, and Shabbos can't prepare for Sunday, so the teretz is that Sunday doesn't have any special status where we would then say that things that were done for it was an actual preparation. So when you have some event, then what happens the day before is considered a preparation. But if there is no event, then what happens before, especially because it was Bidei Shamayim, is meaningless. So now that you have the case in the Mishnah where the egg was born on Yontif, that means Yontif is something important that would need something to be prepared for it. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, that it's considered Yontif is also called Shabbos. So therefore, since Erev Yontif was Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it according to Beis Hillel, and Lav Davka eat it, Mefarshim explain. Also, you can't handle it. Some say because it's Mukta, Shail of what this Hachana is, what the issue actually is. And the Rav explains that once they establish that Yontif that falls out after Shabbos is Aser, even Yontif that falls out any day of the week is also going to be Aser on an egg that's born on Yontif because of Gzeira when Yontif falls out after Shabbos. And what would happen if an egg is born on Shabbos without any Yontif before it? You can't cook the egg, but what if one would want to eat the egg raw? You can't do that because of Gzeira that you may have a case where Shabbos falls out after Yontif, which is the flip case of the Mishnah. And that case is also Aser. Next case, the Beshame is more mekel. Beshame omrim seor bekazayas, v'chometz bekakoyseves. Machlokes, as far as bal yeroi, bal yimotze. As far as seeing and owning chometz on Pesach, there Beshame is more mekel. And since the Torah writes seor and chometz, Beshame held that there's two different shiurim. They're more mekel that seor, sourdough, according to the Rav, it's able to make something else also chometz. So it's a more potent type of chometz. And only that, if they find it in their Rishus on Pesach, that's Chayiv and a Kezayis. But Stam Chametz, to be over Bayerah Bayamatze, were more Mekel. It's a Kosevis, it's a larger shear. It's a shear of a date. Vesil Armim Zevazeb Bekezayis. Vesil says, both the Seor and the Kosevis both have a shear of a Kezayis. We're Machmer by both of them, even by Chametz.